truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, is this Richard?
Yes, it is.
Okay, how long has the six-year-old been missing?
This morning an email hit inboxes of reporters all around Washington saying the Chamber of Commerce had made a dramatic about-face on
illegal aliens.
Criminal illegal aliens are sent across the border and deported.
Earlier this week, we provided quotes attributed to Limbaugh to illustrate why some people and players...
This makes me a slut.
...pee on me.
Famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and information show that takes you through the looking glass of talk radio. It also is an extremely honest radio program about, well, not just what we think, but what you guys are thinking. And I thought maybe somewhere along the line somebody ought to represent your point of view, which is neither this or that. You know, as they say in the world of media and focus groups and research, it's neither fish nor fowl. It's neither fish nor fowl. We don't know what it is. We can't figure it out. And if you want to know why it is, you know, that some people are confused as to what the American people think, it's because they try to put it all into a box and mark it with the label of conservative liberal or what have you. And you just can't do that. Can't do that all the time. We were talking about Fox News. And we're going to continue sort of with the media theme, although it is slightly different. This has more to do with not so much the media itself, but a story you know very, very well, and that is the Balloon Boy story, as it's been called. And on the line with us from Channel 19 News here in Los Angeles, an Emmy Award-winning news anchor from Channel 19 was with us about a week and a half ago. I guess it was done. When was it? A week ago Friday?
Phil, it was a week ago Friday. It was... it might even have been, I think it was a week ago Friday, just as the news story was breaking on this young boy being lost in the balloon, yes.
And Don was on at that time, Don, and correct me if I'm wrong, your point of view was essentially the fact that this was a hoax and that the people there, the Heaney family, were attempting to promote themselves for a new reality show.
That is exactly correct. That is exactly correct. That was my view then. That is my view now. But I have something that I wanted to say pursuant to that.
All right. Well, I want to get into what you are about to say. I want to tell people that our number is 877-876-PHIL. And you can visit us at philhendryshow.com and look at a live streaming video and listen to live streaming audio of the show right now if you'd like. Every day we have video, and then we also have it available on demand. Don, when you were on the program and the story had just broken, you had said... Well, this family is simply trying to make a living. There's a recession on, and obviously they're promoting this as this is an obvious promotional stunt to make themselves look good for any prospective reality show producer, right?
In a nutshell, Phil, but one thing that I... The reason why I'm on your program this evening, and I want to tell you I'm on your program right now, even though I have a midnight newscast to do, because Channel 19 not only does a 5, 6, and 7, we also do a 10 and a midnight. We're the only local Los Angeles television station to do that, and we have Donna DeShale with her Up with People segment coming on tonight. But even though I'm up against the time crunch of having to do a newscast, it's very important that I am able to make myself clear on this point. The point that I want to make, And again, Phil, but you and I talk...
All right, I want to get to the point so we can let people know what it is you're talking about.
I apologize. Well, what I'm going to say is I was the one that said this was a hoax. I was the one that said it was a stunt. I was the one, the first one of anybody to say, obviously, this isn't real. And the mistake that I made was that other people, I felt, could see this as well. And so when I came on your program 1 week ago on Friday night, and I told everyone on your program at that time that this was obviously a hoax or a stunt that had been perpetrated by this family in order for them to get a reality TV show, my thinking at the time was that people would not judge them too harshly and would allow them to make a living and let bygones be bygones or whatever you want to say. But I misjudged people. I thought people knew what I was talking about. It turns out everyone thought it was real.
Well, all right. Do you think everyone thought it was real?
Well, you did. And I know that the people that called in thought it was.
Well, now, I don't know that I did. I mean, I think I understood what you were saying to the extent...
Well, then why didn't you say that you agreed with me? Yes, I understand it is a hoax. You didn't do that as clearly as you might have. You straddled the fence a little bit, and perhaps that was because you wanted to... You didn't want to alienate your listeners. But if you, you know, if you really thought it was a hoax, you would have come right out and said it.
I didn't want to use the word hoax.
I didn't want to use the word hoax. I'm the one that used the word hoax. I'm the first one to do it. I was the first one to do it. I said it was a hoax. And I said that I hope people understand this is a family just trying to get a TV show, trying to survive a recession. Well, what I didn't understand was that no one knew what I was talking about. And now they want to hang this man, Mr. Heaney, this man Richard Heaney or Larry Heaney. I forget what his name was.
And I think it's Richard Heaney.
It's Richard Heaney.
And at the time you called him Heen.
No, I did not call him Heen. I'm a newsman.
I've got the tapes, Don, and you said this man Heen, Falcon Heen or something.
That's the kid. I'm talking about the father.
Well, it's the same last name.
No, I don't remember calling him Heen. You'd have to be some kind of have Down syndrome to say that. I would never.
All right, let's not get into that. I don't start to disparage people. What we're talking about here.
I'm not disparaging anyone. Anybody that said the guy's name was Heen, and I don't think there was anybody, must have some sort of birth defect. That's all I'm saying.
Well. You know, I don't even want to get into that discussion with you.
Well, yeah, let's not, because that's not the point of why I'm on your program.
I understand. The reason why you're on the show tonight is not to go over the stunt itself, the hoax itself. It's to make your case that you were the first newsman in America.
No, I don't. Hold the phone. I wasn't the first newsman in America. I was the only newsman in America for days. Literally days and days, who said that the Heaney family was lying, that the Heaney family had created this as a stunt so they could get their picture in the newspaper, that the Heaney family was utilizing this child and the vomiting on television and all those melodramatics so they could get their face in the newspaper. And
well, a moment ago you were saying don't judge them too harshly. Because
I know what I said a moment ago, but if you look at the facts on the face, the one person who comes out of this not being very well served, I think, is me. Because the Heaney family is right now getting all the publicity they need and most likely will get a television deal out of this as a result of this hoax.
Well, the guy might go to jail, too. I mean, here's a guy that believes...
Oh, he's not going to go to jail. If you believe he's going to go to jail... Then you think that I'm, then you must think you're talking to Walter Cronkite. And you and I both know I'm not Walter Cronkite, although you and I also both know I believe that I've had moments where I've been as good as him. But no one's going to give me that kind of credit because no one's even giving me so much as a phone call to say congratulations on calling this story. That's the injustice that I'm talking about here tonight, will you, Phil?
All right, Don Berman with us here from Channel 19 News. When the story of the boy and this balloon that was lost and was being chased literally across 50 miles of terrain in Colorado that had gotten loose from this backyard, Don was on the program saying that this was, in fact, a stunt. I don't think you used the word hoax.
Yes, I did use the word hoax. I said it was I said that it was a horrible hoax that a child could have died in. If you remember that.
No, what you said was... No, what you said... What?
Phil, don't tell me what I said. I know what I said.
You said that the American people were waiting to see if they were going to blow it out of the sky and a flaming body would land. And you said that's why you flew to Denver.
No, not quite.
You said you went to Denver in case they had to blow this thing out of the sky.
Well, yes, but that doesn't mean I didn't believe it was a hoax.
So you thought that the father and the mother intentionally released this balloon with a kid in it?
Yes, I thought the kid was in it, and I thought that the child was put at risk but I thought it was worth it if they could get some publicity. But at no time did I ever think that it was an accident or that these two people, these parents, were actually frightened for the life of their son or any such nonsense. Never. Now, here is what I essentially want to say. And I'd appreciate it if you'd not interrupt me, Phil. I want to get this out.
All right.
I want to say to your listeners tonight that I was the first one to say that this was a stunt. Nobody else did. No one else had the guts until days after. The police didn't know it was a stunt. Some of the media picked up on it a day or two later, but I was the first one to say it was a stunt and it wasn't real. And yet, after the sheriff has decided to cite this family and possibly arrest them for perpetrating a hoax, I haven't gotten one phone call from anyone else in the media. There has been no... I'm trying to put this the best possible way. I don't want people to think that I'm an ego case. What I'm trying...
Well, Don, the way you're putting it sounds a little egocentric.
Why is it egocentric when I say, hello, I was the first one to report this? Why is that egocentric? I was the first one to report it.
Okay. Put that way, yes, you were. But you are hammering this home like this is essentially the biggest story, you know.
Yeah, but it all stems from me saying it was a stunt. I think the media, especially these people that do these shows in the morning, this Diane Sawyer and these other people, have purposely ignored the fact that I called this because they don't want to be made to look any more stupid than they already do, having kissed Obama's rear end all the way into the White House. And I honestly believe...
Oh, boy.
Well, you can oh boy all you want. I honestly believe that they've been made to look so foolish, and this includes Fox News as well. Fox News doesn't want to look like they have had their lips pressed up against the wrinkled rear end of an old Tea Party woman, and they completely missed this, too. So I'm not singling anybody out.
All right, Don Berman from Channel 19 News, who was in his words, he was the first one to say that this was a hoax. He was the first one to say this was a stunt, this balloon thing. He was the first one to call it as he saw it. And he is not getting any credit from the mainstream media, nor from viewers or listeners at all. We're going to be back with him at the Phil Hendry Show here this evening. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. I will say that he was on the show and did say that this was a stunt. He thought the kid was in the balloon, and he didn't want the family to be punished for a honest effort at trying to get a name for themselves to be on television. We'll talk more with Don and take your phone calls at 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Any guy that would fly a plane into a building, walk into a room and shoot 13 people, I don't care what his reasons, he's nuts. Why? Because there is an accepted psychological norm. Combatants are legitimate targets. People who hold guns. To walk into a room and murder people who are unarmed, who are having, especially if they're friends of yours, now that may begin to slide over into the world of crazy.
Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Hear the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast through the looking glass of talk radio and media in general. This is the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show. With us is Don Berman from Channel 19 News talking about the Balloon Boy story, the hoax, as it has now been called by police. And I know, Don, you said it was a stunt when you were on the show here.
No, I said it was a hoax. I used the word hoax, and that's a very important distinction to make, because I came right out, I had the guts, and I said it. Now, not one of the people in your audience knew it was a hoax. There was nobody listening to your radio show or watching my television newscast that knew it was a hoax when it happened. I had to say something about it, to get people's minds working in the right direction on this thing. And it's one of the things that I think that I do well as a newsman. I get people thinking in the right direction on things. I am sorry that I said what I said about you having a mental, a birth defect in your brain because you didn't understand that it was a hoax. I didn't mean to say it quite that way, but I stand by my comment, Phil, that for you to think that it was real, you'd have to have, maybe you were born with your brain exposed. Have you ever read about kids that are...
Oh, come on, will you? I mean, I get it. I understand. And no, I didn't think that it was real. I thought it was a stunt, too.
Not until you had me on the show.
Well, I don't know that that's the case. I'll have to go back through my notes, but I'm pretty sure that I thought it was real. I want to play for you right now, and I know you've heard this, Don, but here are some clips. This is the Larimer County Sheriff Jim Alderman announcing that the Heaneys made up the story in order to get this reality show that you, Don, yes, had pointed out they wanted to get.
It has been determined that this is a hoax, that it was a publicity stunt. We believe that we have evidence at this point to indicate that it was a publicity stunt done with the hopes of marketing themselves or better marketing themselves for a reality television show at some point in the future.
All right, here is Alderman explaining why authorities initially believed the hoax was, not a hoax.
Some of the other things that initially led credibility to this fantastic story was the fact that the Haney family granted us free access to search their house. They granted us complete access to their children.
Why are you playing this?
Hold on, will you?
After Falcon was found, they didn't even hesitate to allow us to talk to him outside of their presence. All of these things were very suggestive to us that it was, in fact, a real deal. If somebody were trying to make something like this up, we certainly would not expect them to give us the access that they did or the level of cooperation.
I know. What was the point you wanted to make?
Well, the point that I want to make is I don't understand why you're playing this sheriff. He's a day late and a dollar short. Playing him makes him seem like he's the authority on whether this was a hoax or not. You have that actuality on your show. That is a piece of radio audio, and when people hear that, they automatically believe that there's truth involved in it, as in he's the guy that figured it out. He didn't figure it out. I did. And that's why, my understanding was, that's why I was going to be on your program.
That's why I've got you on the program, but I want to finish up with this audio so that we can at least see what the official version is. Alderman explains how they became suspicious that the whole thing was a hoax.
The Larry King show, where the family was interviewed by Wolf Blitzer.
Hold on.
That we had the first aha moment, if you would. And you all know what I'm talking about. When he was asked, why didn't you come down? And he said, I believe... Mia said, we did it for the show. If you look at the nonverbal responses as well as some of the verbal cues, not only from him, but from the family, from the children, the reaction, it became very clear to us at that point that they were lying. You picked up on it, we picked up on it.
Okay, what?
Look, you have this man on the air right now, and he's talking like he's got it all figured out, and you're making him seem like he's the authority.
This is simply the cop that was commenting.
I know he's a cop. I know all about cops. I like cops for the most part, but some cops are stupid. I don't think there's a cop out there that would deny that. This cop, you're making him seem like he's Dick Tracy. He's a dumb, stupid cop. And
boy, why the hostility toward this law enforcement officer who is simply trying to go about the business of investigating this with some clarity?
Oh, what do you mean clarity? I'm the guy that came on your program and said this is horse dung.
You came on the show and said, please don't think badly of the Heaneys because they are just trying to get a reality show. United Press International asked some passerbys, did you suspect the family was lying?
Hold on. What you're about to hear, ladies and gentlemen, all of these people are liars.
Why would you say that?
Because a lot of them are going to say, oh, yeah, I knew. No, they didn't know. No, no.
I don't know if we've got enough time for this. Let's play a little bit of this anyway.
Not initially, but when they said that the young child was in the house during that period of time, at that point I figured something was amiss.
I did kind of. I talked about it with my boyfriend,
what
and we
liar.
Just figured that...
Would you please?
You know, no reasonable parent would really, let their kid unsupervised go in the, balloon, and then he was missing for 5 hours, but he was in the house. It just didn't make sense.
Absolutely. It's just so preposterous.
All right, those are some people, and we'll talk with Don Berman about that and take your calls at 877-876-PHIL, coming back.
Phil Hendry.
On the line with me is Don Berman from Channel 19 News as we go back over the early days of the Balloon Boy story. And I know you don't like me using that term, Don.
Well, it's not very accurate.
No, I know, but for want of a better term, I think it's one that everyone understands. And early when you came on this show, the night that this story broke, you said it was a stunt. And
you don't want to use the word hoax, do you? You know I said hoax.
Fine. Let's just say you used the word hoax. I am giving you your claim that you knew it was a stunt, a hoax, and that you claimed it to the American people, and you feel that a lot of people are getting credit for sniffing the story out before you.
A lot of people are getting credit, Phil, for having an epiphany or a realization that they simply did not have. Now, Shepard Smith at Fox News, let's use him as an example. I watch him every day because I have to be honest with you. I don't understand how a man like Shepard Smith, who I believe to be one of these high-functioning equivalent, if you want to go to H.G. Wells, he's almost like a high-functioning Morlock. Here is a man who, if you look at it, the physicality...
What is a Morlock? From the Time Machine?
Yes, from the Time Machine. These were the bottom dwellers. Although I don't think that he... What I'm saying is that Shepard Smith, there's no way that he came to the realization it was a stunt. If he did say that I believe he's lying. And to that extent, I agree with your other guest that was on, saying that Fox News has a lot of explaining to do, making claims about how they knew this, they knew that, and they've got these people that they employ as news anchors who are simply a highly functioning, chromosome-challenged, and forgive me for saying that.
Why are you taking it to that level, man?
Phil, you know, I am a newsman, and I've worked myself very hard over the years, and I've been through a lot. You know it. I've never hidden the fact that there was alcoholism in my career, that I had problems with lawsuits by people here in the newsroom, and I won't go into that. I think I've pulled myself up from some pretty tough circumstances, only to be robbed of the fact that I knew it was a hoax by a guy like Shepard Smith, who is a high-functioning Morlock.
All right, this Morlock thing sounds almost like an insult, and I don't want to keep using that, okay?
Not an insult. It's from H.G. Wells. You ever heard of him? He was a writer?
Yes, I've heard of him. And I also know what a Morlock is, too, and I don't think that it is a compliment. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Wade in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Wade, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's going on tonight?
Hello. Enjoy your show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, that guy that you got on there from California, I wonder if he's been a newscaster more than 3 months. Is this the biggest story he's ever broke?
No, sir. I have been a newsman for some 30 years. I've won an Emmy.
You've won an Emmy? Wow.
No, not an Emmy.
Well, if I was the producer or the owner of the show, I would fire you.
Well,
and
no one
your
owns
ego.
The show. It's a TV station. It's not. Don't you get it? No one owns the show.
Are you hearing what this man is saying? That you should be fired.
I should be fired. Why?
Because you're embarrassing yourself. Listen to you on the radio makes you just think, man, if this is the biggest thing he's ever done, and his ego is so big, I wouldn't even want to listen to him or watch him on the radio
right there.
Or TV.
Yeah, but you see, you've admitted that you didn't know it was a hoax. You've just admitted it.
that I didn't know it was a hoax?
Yes, you've just admitted that because you're making fun of me for knowing it was a hoax.
Well, whenever that little jealous. Boy said it'd be a good show was when everybody figured out it was a hoax.
That's what I thought.
Oh, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if you're a Christian, Wade, or you're Jewish, but you know that lying is against the law of God. And you're trying to tell me everyone knew. Not everyone knew. I knew it before anybody else knew it. I knew it on Friday. When did you figure it out?
Would you like
now he's
got to
think about
that?
It.
Would you like me to bow down?
In other words, you didn't figure it out. You didn't figure it out.
Oh,
you didn't know.
Everybody knew. Yeah.
No,
boy
you
was
just
in there.
Said,
you
then
ball.
Why did you want to bow down to me? Why, because you're like a Morlock and I'm one of the Eloys? Brother, are you...
Will you knock it off with the H.G. Wells, okay?
This guy said he wanted to bow down to me.
You think everybody should. Man, your ego is so big. I can feel
why
it all
don't
way over
I,
in Tennessee.
Why can't I get credit for something that I said and everybody else thinks they're so hot because they said they knew? They didn't know.
Well, look at Don. This is the way it...
No. What's the guy?
Free credit for a hot coffee or something? Would that make you feel better?
Free credit for a fruit bowl? What?
A hot coffee is what the gentleman said.
You know what, sir? I appreciate your phone call. You're not even you're wasting my time. You know as well as I do that you didn't know it was a hoax until everybody else said it was, and then you look at you laughing.
Well, it is funny, Don, because you think you're going to get credit for this. It's not going to win you an Emmy.
I'm not expecting to win an Emmy. What I'm expecting is a little common courtesy and decency from people saying you were the guy that knew. Forget it.
All right, Wade, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL is the number here.
Where'd that guy go? Because he was the guy that said...
I let him go because you were like, forget it.
You let him go. That man there was an example, I believe, Mr. Henry, of your listeners and of people watching television. They didn't have the guts to admit that they didn't know... Did you know it was a hoax?
Oh, you get off of it already, man. Get off it already. It's over. It's over and done with.
All right, it's over and done with. Did you think it was a hoax? Excuse me, but did you think it was a hoax?
That was classy.
I said I was sorry. Did you think it was a hoax?
Yes, I did.
I can't even get the truth out of you.
I did.
Do you think other people... Why am I the one who gets in trouble for saying things like Morlock and Chromosome Challenge... Jesus Christ right now is turning in his grave due to the lies that people have told. You didn't know it was a hoax. That Wade kid didn't know it was a hoax, but he lied, and he doesn't care what Jesus thinks.
All right, we can take the Jesus and that. You know, you can insult people all you want, Don.
I'm not trying to insult people.
Yes, you are. You're coming up with Morlock. You're coming up with a chromosome challenged. You're talking about people's religion.
What do you mean I'm talking about people's religion?
Jesus turning in his grave. And if you want the honest truth, Jesus resurrected from the grave. He ain't in a grave.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thanks a lot, Padre.
You're insulting my religion now.
Oh, okay, Father. Excuse me. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, man, and I don't think at the end of the day anybody cares, okay?
No one cares, in other words, that I'm taking it dry. No one cares?
No one cares that you're taking it dry?
That's what I said. I don't stutter.
877, boy. 877-876-PHIL. Justin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Berman. What's going on?
Yeah, I'd like to say something to that guy from California or wherever he's from, that Channel 19.
Channel 19 News in Los Angeles. Yes, sir.
Okay. Neil, it sounds like to me, you know, this is a great big deal. It was.
Don't you have, you've got newscasts.
Okay, you want to know.
Don't you have...
All right, one at a time. Let Justin go.
I just wanted to know, doesn't he have newscasts in Nashville?
Yes.
So what's the big deal that I'm from California?
Because okay. You are. Go ahead, Justin.
How about this? You're pompous. You're a glory hound. You got upset because somebody else scooped you on the show. Nobody cares.
No.
May not have
nobody. No one scooped me. No one scooped me. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
We figured that out.
No, not we. Nobody what, do you got a turd in your pocket? You didn't. What did you figure out?
I didn't figure out anything.
Well, you just said we.
Okay.
You said we figured it out.
You are a pompous fool. Plain and simple. You got scooped. Big deal.
No, that's what you're getting wrong. I didn't get scooped. I was the guy, and everybody's taking credit for it. I didn't get scooped.
Oh, my Lord.
Look at Justin is making the point. Other people, got credit.
But they didn't scoop me. I'm the guy that first said it. A scoop is when you're the first guy that said it. I'm the first guy that said it.
But nobody cares.
So everyone else is getting credit for what you figured out all by your lonesome. Okay, we get that. So what? Grow up.
What's with the we? What do you mean we?
You're not in third grade. You're not in kindergarten. Grow up. You've been doing that job for 30 years. So what? It's not like this has probably ever happened to you before. Grow up. That's all I have to say.
You know what? So you're telling me that I haven't taken a dry before? Yeah, you're right about that. I have. And I've always tried to defend myself, as I'm sure you would. If I don't know what line of work you're in. What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a truck driver.
All right. What if someone showed up with a load ahead of time, like that got there before you because they flattened your tires? And you would have gotten the bonus for getting there ahead of time, but these guys flattened your tires. That's what happened to me. They flattened my tires and left me by the side of the road for dead.
But again, Justin is saying here that it is, if it's about public recognition, no one cares.
Okay, that's great. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Big deal, man. It's not that big of a deal to say, oh, I thought it was a hoax. I thought it was a stunt. Okay? And this guy here...
This guy didn't know it was a stunt. He said, we all the way home. And then he said, well, okay, I didn't know. But why is he saying we?
Anyway, Justin, thank...
Well, don't blow me off like I'm some special ed kid. You know as well as I do.
All right, Justin, thank you very much for your phone call.
Thank
877-876-PHIL. Let me go over to the phone call here in Topeka, Kansas. This is Greg. Greg, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Berman. And what can we do for you, Greg?
Don, buddy, get a life.
You asked that question.
Nobody cares.
I got a life. It's called a job, and I get paid for it to report the news.
I got a job too, buddy. I got a job too, and I'm also a truck driver. And you know, we got much more bigger things out here in this world to concern ourselves with than your recognition of something that nobody even cares about, bud. Nobody
cares. That story was number one on Google search. Oh, how do you explain that?
It was number one on Google search?
Yes, sir. Number one on Google search. How do you explain that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. That means that everybody was interested in it. And when everyone's interested in it, I want to make sure that I get mine.
Okay. I tell you what, Don. I will...
Don't do me any favors.
On the show tonight, I will go on and on and on about how Don Berman was the first guy to report it. You know what's going to happen?
What?
People are going to call up and say, would you shut up about Don Berman?
Exactly.
You know, I want to say, let me just say something to you and Greg, Phil. I hope that the two of you are not Christians, because with your attitudes, I'm sure God is preparing a special shuttle to hell just for the two of you.
Well, you know, man, you got...
Oh, look at this guy. He's laughing as he gets into the down elevator.
I got a family to feed, and I got a family to take care of, and this is the last thing I'm saying.
So there is nothing. Are you telling me there's something?
In a what? Balloon. Nobody cares, buddy. And that's all I got.
Are you
to say,
not?
So.
Do you not believe in truth?
Horn,
do you not?
A good day.
Do you not believe in truth? God, I hope he burns.
You know, you really have got a problem.
Yeah, I got a problem. The problem I've got is that I worked for 30 years to get. I got one.
The problem you got, man, is you got to pick your battles. And if you find that this is a story that people are moderately interested in, but not to the extent that they need to give you credit for being the first guy to say it was a stunt, then that's what you're going to have to live with.
You know, how do you feel about the notion that God will smite you?
What?
How do you feel about the notion that God might very well smite you? What is this?
What is that, bud?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I hit the wrong button. I thought I was gonna. Hit the commercial.
See, that's what I'm talking about, right there. You tell me that I got a bad attitude, saying people are chromosomally challenged, and you hired a guy that they used a frying pan for part of his skull. I don't.
I got to take one more phone call. You're full of insults tonight.
No, no, I'm not full of insults. The record will show, Phil, that I tried to state my case as clearly as I could.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over here to Bill. Bill, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Berman. What can we do for you, sir?
I just wanted to say when they had that balloon up in the air and they said it was filled with helium, and they said the kid might be in there, well, that means he had to be breathing helium. So I knew right then and there that it couldn't be true, and there's no air holes for a kid to breathe out of. So I didn't
know. No, because what about being in a gondola? Because you're in a balloon, you don't live in the balloon. You live in a box that they've got hanging from the balloon. That's what they had, a box.
But there was no holes to breathe out of if you looked at it.
It was too far away. You couldn't see. Are you serious? They're not going to stick a kid inside of the balloon. They would have had him in that box.
Yeah, but
he wasn't in the box, and he wasn't. And this gentleman is saying that nothing about the balloon looked like it could sustain a human being.
Oh, it couldn't, because
are you kidding me?
The thing was built. There's no way that balloon would have picked up and flown like that with 60 pounds in the bottom of that box like that.
Yeah, but you thought about that later. You didn't think about it right at the time.
He did. There were people all over the country. Yeah, there were people all over the country thinking of that stuff.
And what is this gentleman's name, Bill? Is that your name, sir, Bill?
Sir, I kind of think that probably maybe 60% of the people that saw it probably thought it was a hoax or something was fishy about it, because it just didn't sound real. It didn't look real.
You know that Jesus is hearing everything you're saying right now.
Same with you, bud.
Brother.
Yeah, but I'm Jewish.
All right, thank you very much.
No. Jesus will punish you if you don't admit now.
He's not going to admit it because it didn't happen.
Well, I think, you know what this has been for me? This has been an education in injustice. The fact that I was the first one to say...
Yeah, that it was a stunt and that you were the first guy and nobody gave you credit for it. And Don, what can I tell you? It's a cold world blood.
It's a cold world, like I'm spray painting that on a wall someplace, huh?
Just about. Anyway, thank you very much, Bill, for your call. I appreciate it tonight. 877-876 is the number. 877-876-PHIL is the number. We thank Don Berman for being with us.
So, are you just hanging up on me?
Yeah, I am. I'm just hanging up on you. Okay.
Well, Phil, thank you very much. It's nice being on a show hosted by a guy that's chromosomal.
That ain't funny. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and this radio show is both, as I said, like a trip through the looking glass of talk radio. It is the bellwether of the death of talk radio, really, and it is also a brutally honest radio show. All of those three things rolled into one. I mean, we do all of that within each and every segment. And I don't really care if it's not liberal or conservative. I don't care if it's perceived to be too liberal or if it's perceived to be too conservative. All of that perception stuff, while it may hurt David Letterman, it don't make no never mind to me, man. Because I know what I am, you know. I take everything one issue at a time, one moment at a time, one step at a time. What's going on now, okay? All right, what's going on now? And I don't really care if that isn't the way, some people want to see things. Here's an example. Because I would criticize the Republican chairman of South Carolina for his anti-Semitic remark, some people would consider me to be a liberal. Well, then go ahead and be a conservative and a Jew hater, if that's what you want to be. If that's what you think makes me liberal, because I think the guy that's the chairman of the Southern California, might as well be, the South Carolina Republican Party, The chairman, Edward Marin, and Jim Ulmer wrote the newspaper to back Senator Republicans Jim DeMint's opposition to congressional earmarks. They wrote this South Carolina newspaper. According to the piece published Sunday in the Times and the Democrat of Orangeburg, there is a saying that the Jews who were wealthy got that way by not watching dollars, but instead by taking care of the pennies and the dollars taking care of themselves. By not using earmarks to fund projects for South Carolina, these two men are so bloody stupid and without any connection to reality that they would actually use that by way of an explanation or an illustration of their position on something. Well, it's not that bad. Yeah, it is that bad. Yes, it is that bad. Yeah, it is. That's the perception. What pisses me off is that I'm supposed to be a liberal if I take on scum like this. And that's exactly what they are. They shouldn't be running the South Carolina Republican Party. They shouldn't be anywhere near the Republican Party. So what the conclusion I'm forced to draw is this. If you're a Republican or a conservative, you hate Jews, and you think it's funny that blacks eat watermelon and fried chicken. Otherwise, if I criticize that, that makes me a liberal? Why don't you people do everybody a favor, okay, and push for the legalization of marijuana. I think therein lies the solution. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.